Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, I believe, Brenda Schwering. She is the Support Development Coordinator for the Mylan Cares Central organization. And good morning to you, Brenda. Great to have you on the program.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And Mylan Cares Central, if you could, Brenda, kind of give us an outline of exactly what the program is and some of the particulars and why it's important to the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mylan Cares Central, it's a free out-of-school program for invited at-risk students in grades 1st through 12th. Our program offers several different components. We do before and after-school tutoring. We provide SEL or wellness time, which is our social-emotional learning time. We also offer a six-week summer camp. We offer snacks, two snacks per day to the children that participate in our program. And we also host monthly family engagement events. So we feel like we really work hard to develop the whole child and also make connections with families. And there just really is truly such a need. We currently have a waiting list for students that want to be in our program, whether that's through teacher referral, administration, parent referral. So there's just, we're really proud of the work that we're doing.
And as far as the funding, how is the program funded, Brenda?
Well, that is a great question. We have grown tremendously over the last couple of years due to the REACH grant through the state. And that unfortunately is ending here the end of May. But my position has allowed me to really spend time going out into the community and allowing and just sharing the word about our program. And we've just been able to partner with community organizations and businesses. And so we have over 20 community partners that are helping us fund this program. And so that has been huge. I've been busy writing grants, and then also we host some fundraisers to fund this program.
And looking over some literature, Brenda, you got the Mylan Cares Central staff inviting the public to join the Sponsor a Child campaign. And what's the? Can you tell us a little bit about that and some of the particulars of that?
Of course. One of the things that we really wanted to do was just make an awareness of our program. And one of the things that we wanted to do was invite organizations, businesses to sponsor a child, not just about our program or a specific, maybe a camp a week or a particular field trip we want to go on. We really felt like this year in 2024, which is our big year for raising funds, as we're busy writing for another large grant from the state, we've kind of got this law of time. And so we thought if we could invite people to sponsor a child, we really just felt like that's the heart of our program, our children. And so we thought if we could invite people to join us, that would help us to be able to invite more children to participate. And again, this is a free program. So this offers all of their tutoring. It really is helping the children with their wellness aspect. It offers field trips. It just offers a lot. Snacks, all the activities that we do with families are free. So we're just looking really to allow and invite more people to join us. And by sponsoring a child, we just thought that was a great way to include other people in wanting to help children in our community.
And we're speaking with Brenda Schwering. She is with Mylan Cares Central. And as far as the levels of funding or sponsorship are concerned, Brenda, what are we talking about here?
Okay, that's a great question. What we did was we figured up what it costs for a child to participate for an entire year in our program. So I'll review that again. That's 130 days or 8 hours a week of before and after school tutoring, depending on which grade level, you know, as far as whether it's elementary, middle, or high, those hours do change somewhat. Social-emotional learning, which is 4 hours a week, 6 weeks of summer camp, the snacks and the monthly family engagements adds up to almost $1,000 per child. So it does cost quite a bit. but we're making a huge impact. And we just feel like this program is so worthwhile that we want more and more people to hear about it and to join us in making a difference in the future of our children. So what we did was we put in different levels. We have a Shining Star sponsor, which is a $100 gift. A Mega Star sponsor, which is $250. The Super Star sponsor, which is $500. And then our Diamond Star sponsor is $1,000. So we, again, would appreciate any amount that individuals, you know, organizations, businesses would be willing to support us with.
And folks, as far as making out checks and things of that nature, how can they, who should they make those out to?
Hey, that's a great question. It's Milan Community Schools, and they can just put in CARES Central. And then it's 412 East Carr Street, that's C-A-R-R Street, in Milan, Indiana. And that zip code is 47031. And I just want to, while I've got you and able to, I just want to extend a very special thank you, a big shout out to our community partners. They are truly making a difference in our, with our program, so I'm so thankful to them. I also want to just give a shout out to our dedicated staff. We could not run this program without our committed staff. We have around 25 staff members, that's approximately, that choose to take their time after school to work with these children. In addition, I wanted to share with you, we have another, what I feel like is another win-win situation that we have going on that I wanted to share with our listeners. We hire high school and college students to work with our students. And the children, our children love it. They love that special time with that individual. But it's also a great learning, leadership, employment opportunity for our older students. So we just feel like it's a great win-win. They're learning some great skills, employability skills, but it's also making a huge impact. There's nothing better than learning from an older individual, you know, that you look up to, that's a good role model, and so it's really great for our younger students.
Yeah, no question about that. So again, the to make out the checks, if you want to support Milan Care Central, sponsor a child or children. Again, that's Milan Community Schools, CARES Central. Make out the check to that and send it to 412 East Carr Street, Milan, zip code 47031. And with
that's correct.
All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we'll continue our conversation with Brenda Schwering. She is the Support Development Coordinator for Milan CARES Central. We'll have more with Brenda right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Brenda Schwering. She is the Support Development Coordinator for Milan CARES Central. And Brenda, how about, you know, you mentioned some of the partners and so forth, and some of the top tier staff, I guess you could say, the tutoring staff. Who are some of those folks?
We have Mrs. Tina Mutz, who is our director of our CARES Central program. We have Mrs. Becky Schmidt. She's our first through fourth grade team leader. Miss Hannah Lauren is our fifth through eighth team leader. I am, of course, the student development coordinator, and then we have a lot of our certified staff and non-certified staff with the school participate in this program, and they stay after school from 3 to 4 to do the tutoring. And then most of us who are the director, team leads, myself, we actually manage the 4 to 5 time frame where we're doing the wellness and the SEL time. So it's just really been a great fit. You know, when you're asking for someone to teach, you know, subjects that can be more difficult, it's wonderful that we have high school staff that are willing to step in and help, or, you know, whatever grade level that is. It really is a gift to our program that we have so many certified and non-certified staff that are willing to spend time with our children, because really, it's really about caring. I mean, our staff truly care about these students and want them to have every opportunity to be successful.
Now, as far as the kids enrolled in the program itself, how do they go about being enrolled? Are they referred, or exactly how does that work, Brenda?
Yes, many of them, most of them are referred by administration, really any staff member, parents. And we take a look at their test scores. We look at grades. We look at their kind of their emotional level, behavioral level. They can be in this program and are invited to this program based off of their academic or their kind of their emotional needs. That in case they're maybe going through a really challenging or difficult time, we want them to be a part of this program so we can help support them. Children who, you know, are failing, are really struggling in school, we want to help them. We want to come beside them and help give them the skills that they need. And so that is kind of our selection process.
And you mentioned something, the fact that, we think of their emotional needs and things that are going on, whether it be at home or whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is students achieving and succeeding. And mentioned that a lot of it, you have a lot of data as far as grades, say, 1 through 4 and, say, grades 5 through 8 and so forth, as far as whether or not they're meeting or exceeding their goals.
We do. We really work hard to gather lots of data to make sure that we are truly impacting our students. And so, yes, I'm proud to share that in grades 1 through 4, 84% of our students met the goal of C's or better in math. And in the grades 5 through 8, 67.7% of our students met the goal of C's or better in math. So that is tremendous when we're talking about students who come in very far behind into our program and the difference that we're making. 84% of our students in grades 1 through 4 had no failing grades. And in grades 5 through 8, 85.4% of students had no failing grades. So those are significant numbers. And again, I know it's not just the data, but it's helping us to see, yes, our students are making progress. What we're doing is making a difference. And we're truly, I feel like, again, I want to stress, we're developing the whole child. It's not just the academic piece. It's really trying to meet their social, emotional skills and needs as well. I will point out the English language arts as well. I think those are great, some great data. 78% of our regularly attending participants met their English language arts goal, and 80% of our regularly attending students met their math goal. So pretty proud of, and again, I can say that because I'm not in the trenches every day working with these students. I'm very proud of our staff, the commitment they make, and their diligence to really working hard to help these students.
And getting back, I guess, to the process, if you will, as we continue our conversation with Brenda Schwering. She is with Mylan Care Central. And again, they teach skills, offer support, and watch kids grow. But as far as the process, if you could kind of walk us through, it's like a five-step process as far as a child who gets involved in the program. For example, when you establish a need and so forth, where it goes from there.
So once we see that there's a need, we contact the parent, make sure that this is a program that's a right fit for them, and we partner along with them and the teacher. So that's one thing that our team leads do, that the names that I mentioned earlier as far as our staff. They do a great job of collaborating with the teachers, finding out where the strengths and weaknesses are of the child so that we know what we need to focus on. We also connect with our parents, and they have also needs as well. And so we want to be able to not only support the child, but also support the family as well. Sometimes they're going through things, and it's really nice because as you're building relationships, which I feel like is key in our program, we're able to build relationships. We can find out, and they're able to sometimes, disclose with us or share with us needs that they have, and we can try to help meet their needs as well. So it's really a great program in that we empower our students to grow, but we're also walking right beside the family, the teacher, and trying to truly impact and help this child to grow as much as possible. Another thing that we do is, you know, I kind of shared with you different things that we offer. But one thing I'm really proud of is that we do really try to get these children to have opportunities outside of the community, especially in the summer. We offer weekly field trips to these children, and they just, I can still remember our children the last several years have gone to Cincinnati Children's Museum, and being able to sit next to a child who's never been out of the community, seeing the big buildings as we were driving to Cincinnati, and just being in this huge museum and being with him that day and seeing his experiences, it's just, there's nothing like it. It just is so heartwarming.
Well, that's awesome. And Brenda, as far as you mentioned volunteers in the last segment, and how can people go about volunteering if they're so inclined to do so?
That's great. I would love to welcome anyone to reach out to me if you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in maybe becoming one of our community partners. If you have additional questions about our program, please feel free to reach out to me. My phone number is 812-212-4371. I'd be happy to speak to anyone about this program. I did want to help the listeners to also understand that we work with the Indiana After School Network. We are part of that organization, and they have us go through just through surveys, through information that we share with them. And I'm proud to announce that our program did receive a Quality Leader Award in 2022 and in 2023. So, and we are going to continue to strive to meet that again here in 2024. So we're real proud of the fact that the state is recognizing what we're doing. We have great community partners, again, that are supporting us, and we couldn't do this program without them.
All right. So again, Brenda's number, if you're inclined to volunteer, 812-212-4371. Well, Brenda Schwering with the Mylan Care Central program, we appreciate your time. Stay well, because we need you and your colleagues out there battling for the kids. And hopefully we can catch up with you again down the road sometime.
That sounds great. Tom, thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to just share about this wonderful program.